everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 616 Rock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, Ace.
To the Taco Tuesday. There we go. Come on.
Ooh, I can go for some tacos.
I had some tacos last night, literally hours ago, and I could still have another taco.
Not cicada tacos like we talked about yesterday. Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Come on, don't ruin it.
Sounds disgusting.
Stop it with the, the cicadas.
Oh, I got
everywhere.
I got another story for you coming up later on that involves cicadas, so you love that. But not right now, though. Not right now. Now it's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day, which involves hot Cheetos and monkeys. Let's do it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Weird combo.
It's a very weird combo. So a woman in Texas went to a zoo in El Paso over the weekend, climbed into a monkey enclosure, and started feeding them flaming hot Cheetos. They were spider monkeys, which aren't huge, but they can still do a lot of damage if they want to because, you know, they're still primates, all right? They can still rip your face right off. Right.
Dude, terrifying. I'm especially scared of the little ones. They're quick.
Yeah, they're quick. And they're mean. The little ones are mean, man.
Let's tear you apart. Get five of them.
Luckily, the woman wasn't hurt, and the monkeys will probably be okay. A zookeeper says Flamin' Hot Cheetos could cause stomach issues and bowel disruptions. So, you know, the same thing that happens to humans, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they'll be just fine.
The director of the zoo called it, quote unquote, stupid, and said they definitely plan to press charges. They also have to install a higher fence now to make sure no one else tries it. So you know what's funny is this lady is she's the perfect example of why we have warning labels. And sometimes if you look like, for example, you look at like a hairdryer. A hairdryer says, don't use this while you're in the shower. The reason they have that on there is because some idiot like this woman did something stupid like that. And now the rest of us need to have warnings or higher fences in there as well. So
Yeah, some of the warnings you see out there are quite ridiculous. And you do realize that like, somebody definitely did that for that warning to be there. Here's another thing. Ladies and gentlemen, quick. Going inside of the enclosures of these zoos.
Yeah.
We do stories like this all the time. And it always starts with somebody, oh, he jumped the fence and he had some food. Stop. He's trying to get a closer picture with the elephant.
Yep.
No, there's a fence there for a reason.
Well,
it's because that thing could murder you.
Who put this giant blockade in front of me? I want to get in there. This blockade's not supposed to be here, right? No.
You don't have nine lives like a cat. You know, you only get one shot at this, guys.
This is what I love, too. Last week, the police hadn't, and last we checked, they haven't released a woman's name yet, but her boss did because she's already been fired over it. They recognized her from a video someone posted online. Her name is Lucy Ray, and she was working for a law firm as a litigation assistant. What an idiot.
I mean, dude, honestly, she's lucky because it could have turned out way worse.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
She just gotten torn apart.
Yeah, she could have been eating her Flamin' Hot Cheetos from a straw because those monkeys, even though they're small, could have still beat the hell out of her. Ugh.
Could you imagine?
Stupid ass people. What are you doing? Well, another head scratch.
Stay outside of the fence.
No, which it's weird. There's a reason they don't want us going in there. Now, this fence must just be a suggestion. That's all. It's just a suggestion.
Start making them electric.
That's what they need to do. All right, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. More.